Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lakeville Community Center's Valentine's Day Singles Mixer. Woo. I see we have a lot of the usual suspects back this year, which is an indicator that this event is not always successful, but that's okay. How's everyone feeling?
Tad McGuire here, and I am feeling Chex's pulse, feeling pretty good.
Thank you, Tad. Okay, so let's get into some of these rules. Some of these are going to feel personal to events over the last 3 to 7 years that have occurred here at the event.
Hey, it's okay, man. Yeah, I just don't think everybody was doing an intro, but I'm glad that you did. It's okay.
I thought we were all, it was almost like a roll call, and now I feel stupid because, okay.
I'm sure nobody will use it to judge the speed. Let me speak up for you, actually. Excuse me.
Yes.
Can we say that nothing that happens here counts for being judged in the speed dating because it's not within the set time of the actual speed date conversation?
Unfortunately, whatever happens from the parking lot to here is fair game.
You're fucked, Todd.
Oh, I understand everything happens here, but we shouldn't have everything that happened in the parking lot be part of it. Certainly not.
Yeah, Dave, we've got cameras. We tell you every year we've got cameras.
There's a lot of guys that look like me.
No one looks like you.
Tony, can you do an intro? Can you kind of like, you know, take one for the team? Like, can you do an intro?
Sure, yeah. No, well, I don't know, man, because this now matters. You know, I didn't think it mattered, but it does. So I think I'm going to leave you hanging high and dry on this one. And I'm so
You guys,
sorry.
We have a really nice lady trying to run a really nice event. I'd just love to participate. Thank you.
Michael, you don't have to suck up to me. I am married, so I am not an option.
Good, good. But you're very nice. And everyone else heard me say that anyway, so.
Wearing a big sweatshirt that says alloy. I think it's supposed to say ally, but maybe.
Our first rule.
I like metal.
Don't be too aggressive. Okay? Just don't stand too close. Maintain an open body language, friendly demeanor to make others feel comfortable approaching you or when you approach them. Can everyone nod their heads yes to let me know they understand that?
I'm not saying I was shouting in the parking lot, but if anyone was, it's because people park way too close. You leave a courtesy space on either side. Everyone knows that. It's common etiquette. I don't park at the back. Someone doesn't park at the back of the parking lot.
Too many cars.
They like the walk.
It's too many cars for a courtesy space.
That's simply not true.
We already had this yell outside. There's too many cars for a courtesy space. I couldn't park anywhere else. The lot needs to be double the size if we want to have half the cars. Everybody knows that.
Start with a greeting, like a simple, soft greeting, like hello or hi, my name is. It's nice to meet you. Maybe not some like screaming about a courtesy space.
Even me, because I did the intro earlier. Should I do it again? Tad McGuire, I'm Chex Pulse, feeling good.
Oh, Tad, you did it twice. Oh, Tad. Oh, Tad, you did it twice. Okay.
Well, Metal Guy's been bitching about the parking lot, so that is kind of a smokescreen for me.
Actually, I'm bitching about someone else bitching about the parking lot. Thank you for listening.
And we're not even really talking about me because we're not even for sure that it was me out there. I just happen to agree with the guy.
I'm so glad we do these intros where the men are separate from the women because we get to get out whatever parts of ourselves that maybe shouldn't be seen on the date.
We learned our lesson in 2016 and now we keep them separate.
What do they do in the ladies' room?
They watch a video on how their bodies work.
Whoa. Can we watch that video on their bodies?
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
I have some questions.
Meryl.
I'd watch one on a man's body too. I'm not I'm not poo-pooing the idea of watching a body video.
Yeah, can I be in heat, or is it just that I wore too many layers?
Find common ground. Once you break the ice, try to find some shared interest with the women that you're talking to, like a connection or a similar coffee shop that you frequent.
Meryl, and I don't mean this in a weird way. Are you up, are you on the menu? Are you up for grips?
Am I on the menu? I'm so glad you got that out of your system. Oh, thank you. For already saying that.
Okay.
No, again, I am married. I have mentioned that several times. You guys ask every year. Still married.
Okay. No ring. Oh, looking at the wrong hand. Sorry, there's a ring. Okay, never mind.
Can I just say, parking lot stuff aside, it doesn't matter who was right, who was wrong, who even brought up the points in the parking lot. It is insane that we are still doing it this way, that me, a gay man, has to sit in the speed dating with a bunch of straight women and have to ask them if they know any gay guys. I think it's just an inefficient system. Isn't there a better way for me to meet someone?
We're working on it. We don't have the funding.
Been working on it for 7 years. The parking lot keeps getting smaller and smaller.
Listen actively. Pay close attention. Nod physically. Respond thoughtfully. This shows genuine interest in a deeper connection. Can you all
you
practice
active? You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, my God.
You have a very beautiful voice.
I can't help but nod physically to that compliment.
Oh, speaking of, use compliments, but not too many, okay?
Oh, I thought after the first use you had to throw it away.
No. You can...
Compliments.
Question.
Like
it sounds
Trojans.
Like you heard... Condiments.
You heard condoms.
Oh, no, I heard compliments, but I think I was thinking a compliment was a condom. Okay.
I have a question about the reusing compliments. Does that mean the same compliment multiple times? Because I honestly think I'm going to be saying great teeth way too many times. Like, how many times could I reasonably...
Oh, for a second, I thought you were still talking about condoms.
You mean great right? You mean great smile?
No. Great point.
I'd say that's got to be a compliment to Tad over here. I mean, he is the town dentist, so ultimately the compliment's being paid all the way around to Mr. Checks Pulse.
Well, before we get too far down that road, one of my teeth did get put back in backwards. Thanks, Tad.
How can you tell?
It's flipped. Well, curvature. It's a the concave is in the convex, and the convex is not even there.
I think she means, didn't you sign an NDA? Like, shouldn't you not be allowed to be talking about this?
Yeah, how can you tell?
We've all seen the bench ads. Dr. Tad, the only dentist with an NDA.
Well, I figured NDA and Tad have the same amount of letters. I'm sitting backwards on a dentist chair. My teeth are backwards. I feel like it's hip. It's cool. It's fun.
Also, there are condoms at every table, just so you know. Also, we learned our lessons in years past. Share personal stories, but nothing too dark or serious, and nothing about your ex, okay? I'm looking at all of you directly in the eye, because you're all guilty of this.
Well, what if my ex died in a really dark, serious way, and it was recent?
I would say then you know exactly what to not talk about, and it's that.
That's a great point. You are really smart. You're actually beautiful, too.
Couldn't help but nod physically to that one.
Can I ask a question? You say don't share any like personal stories that are too dark or too sad. Are we allowed to make stuff up, or is that not encouraged?
That's
if
weird.
Our lives are too dark and sad?
No, there must be something nice about your life. Think of like a sort of benign, happy story.
Oh, well, yes. They thought it was benign. But luckily, Tad figured out that it was, in fact, spreading all over.
Tad,
you had a cancerous tooth. You had a cancerous tooth, right?
From gums to gut. Yep. It almost turned into a brain abscess.
Wow.
Know when to exit and keep it positive. So if you're feeling the body language change and you're being rejected, take it gracefully, stand up, and move on. Okay, fellas?
So it's okay to leave right away even if the ding hasn't happened. If we feel
that
the vibe
rude.
Is off. Oh.
You can talk politely with your date.
Okay.
Until the ding.
Good. Good.
So no matter what, we only leave when it dings, but it should just be about the speed at which we leave if we get the body language thing? Should I shoot up out of my chair fast if the body language throughout the whole date was bad? but stand up really slow if I felt like there was a positive connection?
I would say act normal. I'd say that's the most overall rule.
That's a horrible note.
Tad, you've checked your pulse several times.
Doing fine. Hey, quick question. Two questions, actually. One, can I jingle my boat keys in front of them just to let them know? I'm not bragging about it, but it is present. And then two, if my ex-wife is here, which I heard she might be, do I have to talk to her during that round?
Didn't you guys show up together? I thought I saw you getting out of the car with the lady.
Are they sharing a car?
We're trying to be supportive, and we knew the parking lot was small, so we had to carpool.
No, you can't jingle your keys in front of a woman because that's what people do to babies to distract them. So that's a little insulting, right? And dogs.
Yeah, and dogs.
Works on me.
And your ex-wife and you are free to chat about whatever you want. You don't need to re-fall in love. I don't know if one of you was hoping to rekindle the connection tonight, but that's not required.
Okay. I was good at
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Get that out of your system.
I think we need a napkin. It sounds like you need a napkin.
No, I swallowed. Thank you.
Get all your weird noises out now, fellas. You have 30 seconds.
Sorry, I was feeling weird. I had to get it out. Because you see, once you say it, you got to spray it, you know?
All right, everybody put your hands in. One, two, three, be normal. Ready? One, two, three.
Be normal. Couldn't help but notice no wedding ring on that hand.
One, two, three, four. Hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.